The epistle for the transfiguration of our Lord is taken from 2 Peter. For we have not, by following artificial fables, made known to you the power and the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his greatness. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, this voice coming down to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And this voice we heard brought from heaven when we were with him in the holy mount. And we have the more firm prophetical word, whereunto you do well to attend as to a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 17. At that time Jesus taken up unto him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart, and he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as snow. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou will, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And as he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And the disciples hearing fell upon their face and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said to them, Arise and fear not. And they lifting up their eyes saw no one but only Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, till the Son of Man be risen from the dead. Please be seated. It is through hardships and trials that we walk towards God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I mentioned, today is the Feast of the Transfiguration, so it takes precedent over the Sunday Mass. This is when our Lord showed him his divinity to Saints Peter, James, and John. And then we have the famous saying from Saint Peter where he says, Lord, it is good for us to be here. In a way, we can say this is part of the training that the apostles had to go through. As we know, obviously, this was a way for our Lord to try to help them for when then he would suffer his passion, to where many people would then question our Lord. You know, they would question whether he was truly the Messiah because of his sufferings, because of what he went through. But this is a way to try to strengthen then, you know, Peter, James, and John, because they were also the ones that our Lord took with him, especially for his passion and his agony. And it was to be a strengthening and a reminder to them of his divinity at this point, to when he would suffer his passion, what he would undergo, that they would not lose, you know, obviously that belief in him. We know the apostles were weak. They left our Lord at that point. But still, it was a means of strengthening and a training for them for that. Because they were to go out and to preach the word of God. And so that the transfiguration definitely gives us kind of a taste for heaven. You know, as we live our lives here, we're striving to be transformed in our Lord. The graces that God gives to us, you know, the graces that God offers to us, it is a means then to help us to be transformed in our Lord, to take those graces that we receive in order to live a life that is more pleasing to him. So then when God calls us from this world, then he will find us ready. And so again, I think it's good for us, it's the last Sunday before the pilgrimage, to kind of tie in again as we try to prepare ourselves for this pilgrimage. You know, as I mentioned then in the announcements and different things, you know, granted, maybe we didn't have a chance to go to Fatima itself. But this is truly a way for us to unite ourselves in prayer and sacrifice. I mean, again, when you think about the theme, especially of Fatima, it is of prayer and penance. And certainly our pilgrimage that we will take on Friday and Saturday will be a day of prayer and penance. I mean, obviously we don't know what the weather will be like or different things. Just the walking itself is a penance, yes. It can be a struggle for us. It can be a difficulty for us. But these are the graces that God gives to us. And that's why time and time again, we always talk about the fact of your spirit that you have for that. I mean, that is the same idea, the same reason for us when we think about if we go on a pilgrimage itself. Yes, we see the sights, we see the different things, but remember that a pilgrimage, a true pilgrimage for us, it is a holy act. It is a religious act for us. And therefore, our motive has to be one that is supernatural. And so again, we take away the fact of it's not some physical feat that we're trying to do. It is spiritual for us to remember. It is a supernatural motive of why we go on this pilgrimage. And certainly what we're asking for God from this pilgrimage is supernatural help. The grace is from God. And so that's where if we understand these things, I think it can be a help to us to make the pilgrimage worthwhile for our soul. Because a lot of times we think about it, it's 50 miles, that's a lot to try to do. Or I don't have the time really to take off of work. But that's where if we unite ourselves with the pilgrimage, even if we're at home, even if we're in the comfort of our home, enjoying the air conditioning, we can still unite ourselves to the pilgrimage itself through prayer, through sacrifices, through different things that we can offer up. And maybe we have to work those 2 days. You can offer up that work in a spirit of reparation. But that's why, I mean, if the parish right now, we have 40 people around signed up. And I know I've learned by experience over the time, it helps my patience to realize that you're an 11th hour parish, and that's fine because you always come through in the end, so I know what happens. But that's where we have to try to understand what an opportunity God gives to us for this pilgrimage. That it is a time of grace for us. No matter how much time you spend on the pilgrimage or what you do for the pilgrimage or how you help the pilgrimage, it is a time of grace for you. But overall, it's a time of grace for the entire parish itself. And this is a great opportunity for our parish. And especially in this month of August, the month of the Immaculate Heart. But then also because it corresponds to the 100th anniversary of Fatima. When Our Lady appeared to these three children, she told them, prayer and penance, say the rosary. I mean, she had told them, say the rosary to end the war. But then she also told them, say the rosary so you can save your soul. Remember, that was one of the things that Francisco had to do, is say more rosaries so he wouldn't have much purgatory time. I mean, here you have this holy boy, and she was telling me he needs to say more rosaries. But that's why it's so important for us to understand this spirit. The spirit that is given to us by the Mother of God. And so that is why for pilgrimages itself, yes, it is a religious act. It has a supernatural motive behind it. And we are asking for something supernatural for our souls. We are asking for the grace of God to strengthen us in our daily duties, or we're asking to overcome certain temptations or trials or difficulties we have. Or we're begging the graces for a family member or a friend. I mean, these are the things that we have to try to, you know, to put in our intentions for this pilgrimage. And that is why Father Stalen, you know, he realizes not everyone is able to come to Fatima, but he realizes there's many Knights of the Immaculata across the world. We have several of you here. And that's why he tells me, he said, unite yourself with that preparatory novena so you can prepare yourself well. Whether you make it to Fatima or not, you can still receive the graces of God. And so that's where I think that we have to understand what the opportunity that we have before us. And that's why I've encouraged you to help in any way that you can. Because I've realized that everyone can to make the walk for Friday and Saturday, but there's other ways you can help. Whether it's donating food or drinks, whether it's driving a support vehicle, or we have the water trucks that come by, or setting up or cleaning up after some of the meals. You can make it to one of our stops, greet the pilgrims, smile as they come up in pain. I mean, try to encourage them that way by how you know, and that's one of the things that is always, you know, it's almost like an oasis that you find as you're walking, and then you see one of the stops that you're going to make. And then you have the people there are very smiling. They give you food. They give you different things. That is a help for you to continue on. I know people get tired of my go, 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 go. I try to utilize that as a help to you. Maybe I'll be more quiet this year, more, you know, kind of subtle. We'll see what happens. If someone gets hit, you know, in an intersection, it's not my fault then at that point. But I think that's the thing is, it's meant to be an encouragement for you. And so that's for all of us as we try to encourage each other as we make this pilgrimage. And so as I say, you know, if you can help with the food, if you can help with the drinks, if you can help with just even your prayers at home, that's a great means for you to try to help in this pilgrimage and make it successful. And so that's where, when we think about the prayer and penance, yes, there's going to be prayer and penance involved in this. But that's where we have to also see that is what Our Lady of Fatima is asking from us. And so that's where if we're trying to, in a sense, be transformed in Christ, if that's our goal in life, well, we've got to take advantage of the opportunities of grace that God offers to us to be able to be transformed. And for this parish, the pilgrimage is a great opportunity of that. I mean, you have a chance to make a confession on it. You have the chance to make your intentions for this great opportunity of the 100th anniversary of Fatima. And so remember, I mean, that's one of the things also, remember the opportunity of making a confession on the pilgrimage itself. You can gain a plenary indulgence, obviously under the proper conditions. But I mean, that's a great opportunity for you. And I know sometimes people feel like, oh, I don't want Father to know who I am. Remember that the priest only stands in the place of our Lord who already knows your sins anyway. So there's nothing surprising at that point. And I can promise you, after, you know, as you walk 50 miles and different things, I'm not going to be concentrating on your sins in terms of afterward. It's like, oh, I wonder what, you know, what they had. I'm going to be thinking about how much pain I'm in at that point. But I mean, that's where seriously you've got to realize that the priest stands in the place of our Lord. And so he hears your sins, he confesses you, he gives you a penance, and you're on your way. In a sense, you're on your way closer to heaven. And that is the purpose, again, of our life. That is the whole purpose of why we are here. Is to be truly transformed in our Lord. And so that's where, I mean, we have to keep in mind of what this pilgrimage is all about. It is a religious act that we're able to make. And so that's where, I mean, Our Lady had asked Sister Lucia specifically for devotion to her Immaculate Heart. I mean, that is why the society is culminating everything with the Feast of the Immaculate Heart on August 22nd. And so that's why I also thought, well, then it's good to give you the chance of a plenary indulgence by attending a mass of the first mass of a priest, a newly ordained priest, that you can gain a plenary indulgence. And so it's a great opportunity for us in this time period of August. Many graces for us, many opportunities of that. Don't lose sight of that. And don't miss those opportunities. You have so much offered to you to sanctify your soul. And so that is why we're building up to this Feast of the Immaculate Heart. And as I say, you know, in a way, how coincidental that the first day of the preparatory prayer begins on the day we start our pilgrimage. Again, blessings from God offered to our souls. And so for us, what a better way to unite ourselves to the events of Fatima than preparing ourselves well with this pilgrimage, of giving us that opportunity of the graces offered to your souls. Again, don't lose sight of that. Don't miss the opportunity. And so hopefully many of you will sign up or to help in some way or another. I mean, what a better way for us to show Our Lady the true devotion we have to her than to walk in this pilgrimage or to help in this pilgrimage in one way or another. And so pray for these graces. Pray, obviously, for the graces for the parish on Friday and Saturday. Let us take advantage of what is offered to us. Because certainly, obviously, the parish and your sanctification will be one of the many intentions I have that I will bring as I walk, God willing, try to walk the 50 miles. But I think it's something for us to think about now, preparing ourselves for these 2 days. It's just 2 days. I know when I first came here and I thought 50 miles in 2 days, I said, wow, that's a lot. But after doing it, I realize of how great an opportunity it is and what we can offer to God for that. And so as we put on the t-shirt that you will see, are you suffering a great deal? Don't lose heart. I will never forsake you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.